God's unconditional love for us is a reality. As the family of God, we share one faith, our beautiful Catholic faith. God desires that we share that love and our faith with others in various ways, including sharing our gifts with each other. I've been inspired many times since my arrival as I witness people's sharing of their time, talent, and treasures for the good of others and passing on their faith, our beloved Catholic faith, to the next generation. Now, as we embark on the implementation of the new pastorates, diocesan support of pastorates, parishes, clergy, laity, and others becomes even more important in helping envision new ways and enhancing ways to live as lifelong Catholic missionary disciples through God's love. Catholic Family Sharing Appeals supports many of the programs and ministries we are familiar with. Things like Lumen Christi, discipleship camps, adult education, grief support through the Lourdes Center, seminary and education, college campus ministry, and much more. One of the critical behind-the-scenes benefits of the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is the support of the diocesan administrative staff, whose work and resources help reduce the workload of priests, staff, and volunteers. Here are some examples of how that resourcing support helps support the mission of parishes and Catholic institutions in our diocese.
Three offices in particular, Human Resources, Information Technology, and Finance, support parishes in ways that help them save money and focus on their mission. The Finance Office provides, free of charge, a helpline for all parishes to call with questions, end-of-year tax services, and parish reviews of internal controls and best practices. For Father John Rutten, pastor at St. Thomas More Newman Center at USD in Vermilion, the help he receives from the Finance Office means he can stretch his shoestring budget and use his time wisely.
The finance department at the Chancery Office helps the Newman Center accomplish its mission because it allows us to do the thing we really love to do and are called to do, which is bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the students at the University of South Dakota. The finance department of the diocese then is able to take care of things both payroll-wise, financial statement-wise, all of those things, checks, various different things. I don't think about it.
Twyla Roman, director of the Human Resources Office, helps priests, parishes, Catholic schools, and other Catholic entities with payroll, insurance, hiring, benefits, and much more, all at no cost to them. She and her team know that what they do helps others focus on the critical work of spreading the gospel.
I want them out there with their people. I want them to be able to evangelize face-to-face in their parish and do that, you know, just so effectively where they're not worrying about more of these administrative things that we can and have been assisting and helping with.
The information technology world can be intimidating to those who don't live in it. Director of the IT office, Don Wolf, and her team know this well. They assist parishes, priests, schools, and other groups with new computer setup, hardware, software, network upgrades, phone systems, and much more. Again, at no cost for their services. And they do it with great love and patience.
Just approaching it with a spirit of gentleness, a spirit of service and humility, a spirit of generosity, and a spirit of don't worry, we'll help you fix this. We'll take care of this so that you can go on and do what you need to do.
You just heard some of the amazing stories of how those who serve from the diocesan administrative offices help parish staff, priests, and others focus on the mission of the diocese and their parishes. This assistance from diocesan staff helps those who serve to be healthy, happy, and holy as they in turn serve you. Your generous gifts of the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal also make development of new ministry programs possible. In this service of developing dynamic missionary disciples throughout our diocese, the Discipleship and Evangelization Office of the Diocese has created the School of Missionary Discipleship. Father Scott Trainer, Vicar for Lay and Clergy Formation, leads this effort.
The School of Missionary Discipleship helps people to learn to pray in a relational way. If I want to grow in discipleship, I want to learn about Scripture so that when I go to Mass and I hear the readings, I understand the context. Who's Isaiah talking to? What's the circumstances? And if I want to grow in discipleship, I need to know what the Church teaches, like in the Catechism. Who is God? How do we worship Him in the sacraments? So these three pillars of the School of Missionary Discipleship, relational prayer, familiarity with Scripture, and understanding the Catechism, are a great gift to move the vision of our diocese forward. And it's all made possible by the generous support we receive through the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal.
If you want to hear more from priests and parish staff or school staffs about ways that these diocesan offices make their work possible, and hear about the School of Missionary Discipleship from lay Catholics who have participated in it, visit our diocesan website at sfcatholic.org. So many beautiful fruits come from your generous support throughout the diocese when we share what we have with each other through the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And when we dedicate time to becoming missionary disciples through God's love. You see, the nature of God's love is to will the good of the other. When we pray and discern how God desires our time, talent, and treasures to be shared, and then share them, we cooperate with God's perfect plan of helping others on the way to heaven through acts of kindness, love, and generosity. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support for the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And may God bless all of you and our diocese.